reasons. Are you ready to obtain after? Ready, begin.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you.
Turn your mic on.
Roll call.
Turn on your mic.
Huh?
Turn on your mic.
Does it work? Hello?
Director Sanderson?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
And Director Link is absent.
Consent calendar? Okay, we'll go straight to approval. None. No warrant. Orders of contract, none. Updates. New business, none. Old business. Discussion action approval of invoice 55171 and estimate to repair production roll number 5 dated 10/21/2018. Seminole Drive, Calvert, California, south side of Desert Hills Premium Outlets.
I don't know if y'all remember me briefing you, but if you have any questions or clarification, feel free to ask. That is the 250 feet of cable that the Edison had dropped, and you can see where the probe snapped off, but apparently that is not the case where I can put in a claim with Edison to rehab this well, as you can see with the photographs and also with the video data. The bowls and the screens are pretty calcified with sand, dirt, and rocks. And so far we've acquired a bill of about $11,725 for the crane service, the staff on site, an electrical truck, and I think I mentioned crane, and also the video. And they're estimating at about $65,000 to rehab the well. And that's pull and replace if needed, or refurbish the shaft, the casing, and clean up the screens and put new bowls, which in the photograph you can see the bowls. They're pretty calcified, like I said, with dirt, grit, and sand. I think in July I noticed that the well used to run about like 500 gallons per minute. It went down to like 487. Then in August it went down to 300 and change. And by September it was producing 277 gallons per minute. So what I'm asking, yeah, can I just borrow that? The fee sheet. Yeah. What I'm asking for approval is not only $11,000 and $65,000, but I like an addition of $10,000 so we don't have to meet and convene again, because you never know what may come up. And so I'm asking for $87,000, up to $87,000.
You've already got a bill for 11.75,
right? Right. The 11.75, that's a done deal. That's like, as I said, having the video guy come out, lower the camera and the crew and the crane.
When was the last time we had to do this?
I think about 4 years ago.
On the same well?
What's that?
On the same well?
I think from what Bob and Sabrina suggested, it's probably we're either going to have to extend the shaft or probably less than 5 to 10 years, you know, we'll have to abandon the well. But, you know, that's that costs money for us to do any kind of exploratory diggings and drilling to determine that.
Oh, to determine this?
Yeah, to determine, you know, the life of the well.
Because the guy was talking about on Dade Avenue, way out there, I don't know if you ever looked into that. Those other, he says they're, whatever, 2,000 gallons or whatever you guys.
When we're talking about.
He said there was a lot of, remember the old guy that was here?
Yeah, Mr. Rep.
Okay.
Charles Rep.
Okay, anyhow, I just thought maybe that's what you were talking about. So, anyhow, so I don't have any more questions.
One of the, this is our primary backup to well two. During the summer, I have to run both wells continuously, simultaneously, because remember, we're filling two tanks, and we're serving the outlets. We have two outlets that we're actually serving. And as I said in the past, you know, if we not provide, you know, not meet the demand, you know, we just wanted to restore in a good week, it makes about $1 million. So can you imagine a lawsuit?
Well,
yeah.
Rob's on his way. What was he called?
They actually.
I'm sorry?
Rob's on his way.
He's coming? Okay.
So we just continue, right? Vice. Anyhow, they make $1 million an hour. That's
oh,
what,
yeah, the collective.
Montana said at a meeting I was at with a bunch of security people when I was there in security. So, like you said, one store does this and that. They don't want to lose any water. So, I don't know. I don't have any more comments or questions.
Well, you know, their monthly bills during the summer is anywhere from $18,000 to $25,000. But we also take on the liability of, you know, making sure that we meet the demand.
Absolutely.
And right now, as usual, well two's our faithful workhorse, and we've reactivated well four, which at a moment's notice, one, either myself or one of the water operators can go over there, plug in the chlorinator, set it up, and add some fluorine to it, and we have four for backup. So,
does this replace all the equipment inside?
I'm sorry?
Does this replace all this equipment here, or does it just clean?
Those are the bowls. They'll be replacing those.
So it gives it all new equipment?
Yes, yeah. And it's just the shaft and the casing. That they'll either clean up or replace. They'll inspect it. And that shaft is a casing, well shaft is about 700 feet.
If we extend the shaft, how much more money is that going to be?
Well, they got to do a study first to see if they, you know, because it could be just a pocket of mud, or, and then if you drill through it, it could be, you know, the water. Or it could be just mud all the way down. That's just a, you know, rolling the dice on the money.
Yeah. But if we're already rehabbing the well at this point, would that be a good time to?
That would be a good time to check all that out while we're doing it anyway. That's just my opinion.
I don't know what that cost will be.
Well, it's about $1,000 a foot. That's
say.
What engineering parts, staff, you know, renting a rig.
Yeah, but we're already having it pulled apart anyway, you know.
So I think at this time it'd be more prudent if we just rehab the well, because I think all the sand and grit is just from calcification of the screen and the bowls.
I don't know what a clean well looks like.
nice and shiny.
So the total rehab is going to be about 86,000.
Well, I'm asking for an extra 10 in case I don't. That way we don't have to reconvene and something comes up.
Just round it up to 100.
That's a big round up.
From 86,000, and he's asking for an extra 10. That's 96,000.
No. It's $87,405.
The 10's already included.
Oh, okay. Well, see, originally it was. I'm sorry. I thought it was.
No, that's fine.
Well, I thought because last we talked, it was 87.
Mm-hmm.
And well, if you're going to go up 10, just round up is all right.
Yeah, it's already rounded up. It's 65 and 11. And it was like $1,200 on an electrician to have him come out and run some new wires and at well four, because that's our new backup right now. And that.
But everything else is okay with the well other than this stuff here?
Well, that's all of it.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like electrical, the SCADA, all that.
What's the condition of the motor? How old's the motor?
They're going to get back on me on that. This is just the rehab, but I think he says that was a brand new motor. It's only 4 years old.
Okay, now this has a soft start on it, or is this a hard start?
Yeah, it has a soft start. And okay. I had Brent this replace it with not with an actual soft, like it was a
frequency drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we first purchased or obtained the production wells, I told them part of the condition I was taking it over was they needed to get a soft start. And I think I showed you all the Mickey Mouse one that they bought, the cheapest one they can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it gave out after 2 years.
I still think it would be wise to see how far down that water goes.
You mean
the shaft.
$1,000 a feet, 10 foot, 10 grand.
Well,
we got it pulled apart anyway. We should just check it out.
Well, they've pulled the balls in and everything, so we can do a sounding on the well, right?
Yep. Well, I think what she's referring to is exploratory drill, but I'm letting the board know that's an extra cost, and you're rolling the dice.
Oh, is that what you're asking, to drill deeper?
Yeah.
Or you're saying just to drop a camera to see how deep they did drill the well? Or what's the...
Well,
those pictures are from the camera that they lowered down the shaft.
Yeah, but when they drill the well, they drill it deeper than where the water intake is.
Right.
Okay.
So are you asking them to drill deeper to see the water table? Or drill or to...
Well, because if we have to do it again in 5 years...
Okay, well, no, I'm just trying to understand what... There's two processes. One is to stick a stick down there and see how deep it is. The other one is to drill, go down and see how deep it is and then drill deeper. That's two different processes. One's what they call sounding, just like dropping a rope and a weight on there to see how far down it goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that just tells you how deep the well is.
Well, but typically when you drill a well, they drill it, they'll drill the hole this deep, but then when they put the sand screens in, these louvered areas right here on page 2, they'll put them up above the bottom of the hole. And then when they do a drawdown, they see how much perforation, how much water will come through the perforation. So now a drawdown is another test. So I'm not trying to confuse you. I'm trying to get clarification of what you're after.
Well, because he said we might have to eventually
abandon the well.
That or extend the shaft. If we ever got it apart.
Okay. Well, with extending it, the question is how deep is the original bore? Or how deep is it right now? How far down does the casing go? Do you know? Did they tell you when Steve did this, how deep he went in the original paperwork? See, it says here, well depth is 954 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the actual well casing depths, or is that just how far they've actually probed?
Well, the screen's actually at, I think at 785.
Well, they start at 490. It looks like they start at 450 feet by a picture. Full fall louvers are 450 feet to 737. Now, then they show another set, it looks like, from 779 to 954. Top of fill, top of
piece. Yes, 951 feet.
Okay. And how deep is the pump set now that's in there?
I have to look at my notes, but I think it's like 748.
So 200 foot above the base.
Right. Yeah. I think it's 748 feet.
Well, is there a reason we're pulling in so much dirt and grit? Like, is the water, like, are we pulling from mud? Or do we need to go deeper? Would there be more water if we went deeper? And we wouldn't have so much dirt?
Looking at the screens, it looks like at the deeper depths, you've got a lot more plugging than you do at the higher elevations. Mm-hmm. What is their recommendation from as far as?
They want to, with the louvers and the screen, they want to scrub and also and replace the bowls.
Right, I understand that. So basically, so they're going to basically replace the pump assemblies.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when they clean it, do they put a descaler in there and then run a power, like a brush, a bottle brush in there? Or how?
They'll put a brush in there. And
but for them to do, they would have to bring a drilling rig in, and that's $1,000 a foot.
No, that's it wouldn't do any kind of exploratory drilling. It's about $1,000 a foot, you know, with all the manpower and renting the equipment, the traffic control, because you know we're on Seminole, and
that's going to go over a little while.
Yeah.
Is there enough room even to get a drill rig into that?
That's one of the things that Bob Krieger was kind of complaining about. You know, how are we going to get a drilling rig in there? If we decide to have an exploratory drill?
They'd want that more than no water, right?
What's that?
In the future. I would say maybe not during the holiday season, but...
Just out of curiosity, on page 3 in the last 3 pictures, they show something on the sides. Do you know what that is?
Page 3, I don't get page 2.
Page 4. Well, see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4 pages here. Okay. Page 2 of the well report. You see looks like rods or something?
Oh, that's from the camera. That's a shield for the camera, the lens.
The pieces on the side? I understand what you're saying. You got the two pieces with the weight in the middle.
Right.
But then you're talking about this first picture, right? That stuff?
Yeah. The stuff on the side of the back.
No. Right where your thumb is? You see the white thing where your thumb is?
Those,
and then where your other thumb is. This and these parts right here.
Aren't those the light rods for the camera?
Well, that's, I don't know. They don't look like it because you see the end of them. I'm just curious. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because that, I can see that's the bottom of the well at 151 feet. That's deep.
It is.
It's a lot of horsepower to pull water up. So to do it, they would, to do exploratory, they wouldn't drill through the same casing or the hole. They would have to do a new hole.
Right.
So that would be $100,000.
Wow.
To do an exploratory drill. Now, what kind of flow were you getting out of this well? Were you getting adequate flow out of it?
When they first rebuilt the motor,
yeah.
And I was doing about 500 and change, and then since July of this year, it went down to like 480, and then by August, it was like 350, and by September, it was 277 gallons per minute.
Okay, so was that, was the water, it's hard to tell, was the water aerated? Meaning, like, if you were to bypass the water, was it real bubbly?
Yeah.
So
it's like well one.
And so there was it. Was, so in other words, it wasn't getting enough water through the screens to push up.
Right. And it was like, it was kind of like effect of cascading water.
Yeah, frothy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what about pressure wise? How was the pressure? I don't know how much pressure it would have when it's coming out of the ground from, you know, or in the pipe. But it has enough pressure to push it to the tank.
Yeah.
Right? And this well is on Seminole, and the tank is, what, 80 feet higher?
Yeah, it was just the volume of water.
Right. Okay, but the tank is about 80 feet higher, right?
Right?
So that was, now is this volume 200 at the tank or at the pump, at the well itself?
At the pump itself.
Okay.
Yeah. Because don't forget, it feeds into the community, too. It's like, you know, well two. And okay. The only one that goes directly to the reservoir or the tank is well one.
Okay. And well one is the one
It's just east of the old casino.
Oh, okay.
And the building's right here, and there's a tank, and there's nothing in between the well and the tank.
Right, that's mm-hmm. our tank. But the right. So that one is feeding directly into the upper Millard tank, or the Millard Canyon tank that's on Millard Road or whatever.
Yep, you're talking about well five. This one that we're
well five is down on in front of the outlets.
Right.
Done. Well, so what I'm asking is, this doesn't feed directly up to the tank on the desert hills.
Well, when we first took the system over, we had the mall redirect because they had it actually feeding into their distribution center or system.
Yeah.
So we had them hook up to the R pipe on Seminole,
uh-huh.
and then it runs to the east side of Millard and then up to tank two,
uh-huh.
and then we put in the interconnection between the two tanks. And there's in the middle of the Millard, there's a backflow device, so mm-hmm. tank four doesn't backflow through into tank two, and also there's a double check valve, you know, between the center and tank four, which was previously their tank one.
So this is feeding the desert hills.
Yeah, but it's feeding us too.
A little bit of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems that, you know, we're paying them a excess capacity charge, and at 2020 that'll be paid off. Remember, we're paying them $20,000 a year mm-hmm. for next to 2020.
A couple more years, whatever.
Yeah, and then you know. The rates are all, it's open.
So we can charge them whatever we want.
Yep, about it. I mean, that's when Steve was, and Bob was talking about suggesting we have different, not only tiers, but different commercial rates too, for residential rates, commercial rates, industrial rates.
Okay. So.
But they're relying on us to feed them water. They need water out there.
So basically what you're asking us is to say yes or no to 87,000. We have no choice.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm asking for the extra 10, like you said. I worry if something happens, we don't need to meet again.
But what you want is you're kind of like, well, what about sounding the well deeper, or do you want, your idea was to drill deeper to see what the water table was like?
I think we need to know, because if we got it all torn apart, we're going to abandon it, you know what I mean?
Well, the only thing we can do right now, to be honest with you, is to go through this process and do what they call a drawdown test. That's where they hook everything up, and they hook the pipe out, and then they let it flow and see how the water table drops. Right? That's how the drawdown test.
So what it is the pump sucks the water at the very bottom, and it causes a cone of depression, and that's called drawdown.
And if we were to...
And how much is that?
As far as what? To
do that.
Probably about maybe like 20,000-30,000, and by the time we finish.
Well, I mean, the thing is, we all know that there's a big, big, big straw in our basin, and it's going out. So if we're having to rehab the well, I guess that's what Maxine and I are curious about. Is
right.
If we're gonna,
can we go deeper in it? Why we're doing all this work?
Yeah, that would be my thing.
No, they won't. I just asked. They won't drill that hole deeper. Will they drill that hole deeper?
They'll go like 5 or 10 feet. That's what they did with well two, but that was already the aquifer, or not the aquifer, but the well casing. They just extended another 10 feet, but they didn't have to drill. And that's because if the water table lowers, then it extends the life of the well.
Okay, so to make this well deeper, I think is what she's asking, is what would it take, or what would it cost to take this well and drop it deeper?
I've checked with Keith, with Legend.
Or can it be made deeper?
Well, the bottom is 957, and as I said, I think the bottom of the actual well is about 748. So we have some playroom, but...
So we have 200 foot of playroom.
Yeah, but... But if the lower you go, if it's real sandy and mucky, then you're going to just, you might get more dirt and grit and sand.
In 2020?
What's that?
We're going to have more money, right?
In 2020?
Yeah. So, yeah. If this, and these are not bad ideas.
Well, don't forget about Prop 1 money. You know, we're looking at getting some... grant money by spring and in July of next year.
So down the road, these are not bad ideas. It's just the feasibility of our budget right now.
You know, and one of the grants that we're applying for is Rehab Well 1. That's why, you know, I've just been nursing that well.
Is Well 1 in worse condition than Well 5?
I'm sorry?
Is well 1 worse than well 5 right now?
It's running about 800, 700, 800 gallons per minute. It's rated for 1,100, like well 2. But, I've been, this is my, 15th year, and we've never done anything to well 1.
Well, I think, while we approve this, can you ask the question? Like, when would they start on this?
They have all the, probably within the next couple weeks.
Like before the next staff meeting? Before the next board meeting? Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem doing this, but...
Well, I understand your guys' concern. It's very legitimate.
Just feasibility financially. However, as Calvin said, the one thing and then the other thing, I'm paying off the, well, we paying whatever, some gibberish thing. So they will be able to be, yeah.
Yeah, we're paying them, you know, an extra capacity charge. Is what it is the well produces more than the outlet can use. So since we took over their system, that benefits the community.
Yeah.
And that's what we're paying them back for.
But then once that contract, part of the contract is up, then we don't pay them the 20 and we can charge whatever rates we want.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
if coming, that's yeah, in the future. Yeah, we
can't.
We got
that far.
Right now.
Right now, this I know this needs to be done.
Okay, so right now the well depth. Okay, now when they drop the camera in, what is the water level? Do you know that? So
the static water level?
Yes, the static water level. Static water level is 539 feet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then the louvers. The louvers are completely plugged at 705 feet. Horizontal level, so we have louvers at 564 feet that are very plugged.
At 600, they're heavily incrustation.
Right. So start of the first zone of horizontal louvers is at 450.
Mm-hmm.
So if the louvers are cleared and the louvers go all the way down to it looks like I'm going to say, let's see, 780 feet, give or take, because if you look at, well, let's see, 780. Well, the louvers go down to all the way to 900 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So if all the louvers are cleared, and our well and our pump length, where's the pump length here? You said the pump is at 750 feet?
748, yeah, the last
738. So I'm sorry, I'm not seeing that, but I believe you. So that's a lot of, so we've got static water level is 540.
Mm-hmm.
The pump is 200 feet below that. And then we have another 200 feet below that of free area. So conceivably we could later on drop the pump, put sections in and drop the pump deeper, right?
Yes. But again, the risk is, you know, disturbing the bottom of the well.
I understand.
Yeah. Picture a shop vac, or you know, a wet dry vac, and you have a little pool, and you're pulling water halfway down, but you go all the way down closer to the bottom, then it starts disturbing all the all the solids and whatever, you know, your kids done dragged into there.
Well, I think at this point we just need to go with the clean out once they clean the louvers, that's the initial step, to clean the louvers to see what the condition is and then go from there.
Right.
And
they'll get us new bowls and all that too.
Well, that they're going to have to get the bowls one way or another, and it's a matter of seeing, the question going to be is whether or not they have to do something with the screens. If they can get them clean.
Will we get pictures all the way down when they're done? Will they re-scope it?
What was that again?
Will they rerun the camera back down there to show us again that they've cleaned it?
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
They have to, just for them to see.
Cover their own, whatever.
Yeah.
Cover their own button.
Question?
Yeah, that's a valid question. Cool. I think they would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 3-man turbostructure pull 600 feet of line lube.
What happens to all the solids that they, okay, so all the calcium on the walls, if they just run a brush through it and solvent through it, what happens to all the solids that they're going to agitate off the walls?
It either sinks or it comes up with the brush. And
so if it sinks, is that still, is that like contaminating our water even more?
No, it's, I mean, it's already there, we're drinking it. Mm-hmm. But don't forget, once it reaches the surface, you know, we're disinfecting the water.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if all the solids are staying in there, then, I mean, they're just going to get plugged up again.
You want to run a shop back down here and suck it up?
Yeah, I'm going to pitch. I'd like to see the video.
Yeah.
That would be, how long is the video going down there? 5 minutes?
I don't know. No,
yeah.
It takes a little longer than that.
It takes out. It takes about 2-3 hours.
Yeah. Good. I'll be there.
I
they have the street van or a truck.
And
wait a minute, nothing better than you.
They have a winch, and because the longer that cable goes, you know, the heavier it gets.
Uh-huh, yeah. Very good.
1,000 foot of cable on the camera can be.
Oh my God, that's pretty heavy.
Probably 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
1,000, 1,500 pounds.
I know how big the cable is, you know. I'll be there.
You were gonna, as long as you got your gloves on.
You making a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your motion?
I make the motion to approve invoice 55171 and estimate to repair production wall number 5.
I second it.
All right. Motion to approve invoice 55171 and estimate to repair production wall 5. Made by Director Israel, second by Director Davis. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye.
Okay. I was going to say,
did we just approve this invoice, or did we approve all of... The whole amount.
The whole amount.
Whole amount.
Do you need clarification? Or are you okay on that?
Why don't we amended to say it's up to $87,000.
This is the invoice.
I said the invoice number and estimated cost.
Okay, so I would like to amend that to read she approves, she made a motion to approve the paying of the invoice right here of 55171 and a contract
up to
invoice 18-1004 up to the total of the sum of $87,405.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And then let's just go re-vote on that so that it's clear.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Motion to approve invoice 55171 and estimated to repair production well 5 and the extra estimate of with a total $87,405 made by Director
Israel.
Director Israel and second by Director Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Lee.
Aye. Okay. Make a motion, or do we get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have to tell you about if or who's going to the dinner?
That's not that's nothing of a motion. Okay. That's just a FYI type of a thing for him to get information. That's the 20.
What are we doing?
Somebody.
When you come to talk to me later.
Somebody
after
made a motion
meeting.
To adjourn.
Oh no.
If you want to go.
Oh, we got to go through all the agenda stuff.
I don't know.
Okay.
The chairman decides.
It was well.
Yeah.
Because all it was the.
About the production well.
That's the only thing on there, really. Is we don't have. Do you have one something for the next board meeting?
Do you have anything for the next board meeting?
No.
Board member?
No.
I second the motion.
Management comment? No.
Okay.
Board member comment? Everybody wants to just get out of here.
Does anybody have the time?
Oh, 6:49.
Oh yeah, that's very good. I forgot it changed.
Yeah.
That's a rough.
Alright, so motion to adjourn at 6:49 made by Director Davis, second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye.
Again.